This episode of All Things Apple is sponsored by Bella Rose. Bella Rose is a small skin and hair care brand, and I absolutely love their stuff because they use all organic and natural ingredients. So I can use that conditioner, which is tea tree scented, by the way. I love that stuff. I use it knowing that it's only going to do good for my body and my hair. It doesn't have any harsh chemicals, so my sensitive skin isn't going to be irritated, and I can use that body butter, which is literally the best moisturizer I've ever used. It smells so good. I know it's healthy for me, and if you guys want to try it out, you can get 10% off with promo code SAVE10NOW, and you can use the link in these show notes. It'll automatically be applied for you at checkout. I hope you guys seriously do give them a try. They're awesome. I love their stuff because I know it's good for me. It'll be great for you. Check them out. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of All Things Apple. Today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the event Apple had and why you might not have heard about it, along with the recent iPhone 15 leak and why I feel like that's total BS. Let's get into it. It's not exactly unheard of for Apple to have private events for employees, but this is a little different because they held a gaming-centered event in Steve Jobs Theater, but they invited a few members of the media, and I haven't seen a whole lot of coverage on it, which may be because it just hasn't been long enough yet, but this story's been out there circulating for a little bit now, and apparently they showcased some new titles on the Mac that were running natively on Apple Silicon, and I feel like, honestly, at this point, gaming sucks on the Mac, because the developers aren't developing for it. So any step in the right direction is great. I'm happy to see that, because honestly, the only game I have on my Mac, actually, I think I have two. Let me check. Yeah. Okay, I was right. I have two games on my Mac. I have Asphalt 8 Airborne Plus, which is literally just a mobile game that you can get through Apple Arcade. And then I also have Minecraft, because, I mean, who wouldn't want to play Minecraft on their MacBook? It's a lot of fun, and honestly runs really, really well on Apple Silicon. But, yeah. So, essentially, this shows there is a developer interest in making devices made by Apple more of a gaming platform, and it makes me excited because I remember seeing demos of different VR games for the Mac at WWDC, and it literally feels so distant. Like, I haven't seen anything like that since. So any progression is welcome, and hopefully this means that they are actually working on a VR headset. And hopefully, this means it could run with the Mac and be absolutely amazing. I'm crossing my fingers. Will I be able to afford it? Who knows? But it could be one of those cool things you can try in an Apple store, and it will give you an amazing experience. And then, of course, for those who can buy it, like, you know, the big YouTubers like John Prosser, maybe Sam Cole, iJustine. I mean, she'll probably get one sent to her. But, you know, all those people can try it and keep it. But either way, I'd be excited to just see something like that. To be able to hold a Apple AR headset, because I know it would be so Apple. It would be amazing to see their best approach. Kind of like the original HomePod and the new HomePod, where it's like a smart speaker on steroids because it is a great speaker above all else. And I think they'll do the same thing with the VR headset, where it will be great at VR. Maybe it won't have the same bells and whistles as others, but I think it's going to get down what it truly is. Kind of like the iPhone. The iPhone is a computer in your pocket, and it's amazing at that, because it's a multi-case device, so Apple knows they've got to attack it from different angles, and it all has to do with the user experience. They're so good at that. That's why I love Apple. They're so good at the user experience. I literally love the fact that everything seems so user-centric in terms of Apple devices. You open up that device, it greets you, it's welcoming, it looks nice, it feels nice. It's all about the user experience. And honestly, we need that in the VR space, in the gaming space too, because the most popular gaming device is actually the iPhone. And most gamers would tell you that's not a gaming device at all. And that's true. It's not really meant for gaming, but it can be used to play games. And honestly, that just shows that people will try to play games only if it's approachable. So if Apple, even with a hefty price tag, could make VR gaming approachable, or gaming in general, like on the Mac, I feel like gaming could sort of see a revival, and that's honestly why I'm so excited to see what they have in store for this year, because we really don't know what kind of things they're going to throw at us, and that makes me so pumped for whenever this thing comes out. Now for the leak that you've all probably been waiting for. We've seen the iPhone 15. I don't know how else to tell you. John Prosser did it again. He showed us a leak of what it's supposed to look like. It's a CAD model and turned into a 3D rendering. So, I mean, you know, it's probably not exactly what it will be, but it has to be pretty damn close. It looks kind of weird. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. And sure, say all that you want. I'm an Apple sheep. I love Apple devices. I'll probably change my mind, yada, yada, yada. You're probably right, if you think that, first of all. Second, I love the fact that the bezels are supposed to be a lot thinner. I think that's cool. It always looks futuristic, and it'll feel almost like the display's popping up at you. Especially if they end up making all of the corners rounded. Apparently, according to this leak, and if you just look at it, you can very clearly see this, only the back edges are going to be rounded, so it will look a lot like the original iPhone. I don't know how I feel about that at all. It kind of looks weird. It looks like the back of an iMac, but less rounded. And I'm sure this isn't going to be like the original iPhone, because it'll sit flat. Oh, wait, never mind. It's not going to sit flat because there's a giant, big-ass camera bump. I don't like the fucking camera bump to begin with. Like, when I got my iPhone 14 Plus, I was like, the fuck? Like, this thing's huge. Are you kidding me? And then I got a case and realized how fucking gigantic the camera bump is, even on the regular phone. Like, why is it so thick? On the regular iPhone, there's two lenses. The lenses have not changed a whole lot over the years on the regular iPhones. So why is my iPhone 14 Plus wobbling even with a case on when I set it down? I mean, granted, that's probably because they put a lip on the Apple leather case around that big camera bump to protect it. And I'm glad about that. Apple, if you're listening, don't take that away. That's good. You're protecting it by having that. But it's just not good. I don't like how it feels when it wobbles, because those few times that I set it on the counter and I tap it, I feel that wobble. I cringe so hard. For me, as someone who has ADHD, it is literally just like the sound of like teeth chattering or someone clicking their pen multiple times. It's like overstimulation. It's disgusting. There are certain things, like certain textures and sounds, that give me this physical cringe. The wobbling of the iPhone is one of them. I don't mean to be dramatic, but it literally makes me physically want to shrivel up, dissolve into thin air, and show up somewhere else. It's awful. So this isn't exactly good. That it appears the camera bump's getting even bigger, and yeah, it's practically just taking up half the back of the phone. I don't know how I feel about that, because MagSafe? Like, has anyone heard of that? Like, they might not be able to have that on there anymore. I don't know. I mean, I'm just gonna assume that Apple's engineers are smart enough to not fuck up MagSafe because they made the camera too big. But at the same time, I don't know. It's just silly. At a certain point, I feel like the camera needs to stop getting bigger. I have a regular iPhone because I don't care that much about the camera. The camera is fine on the 14 Plus. It's actually great compared to my 11. And I just don't see a need to have a giant camera on my iPhone. But for the people who are going to end up getting this phone, just because they want to have the best of the best, I feel like they're going to be kind of like, whoa, okay, this is even bigger than before. Because with the 13s, I know people who have had the 13 Pro, and when I saw it, I was like, whoa. And they knew exactly what I was talking about when I looked at the back and looked surprised. It's just huge. It's there. You can't miss it. I don't know. It's awful. Let me know what you guys think. You can follow me on Twitter and have some conversation about that. And yeah, the link for that will be in the show notes, as always. I hope you guys are doing well. Let me know if you have any suggestions for other episode topics. And yeah, please rate this show on whatever platform you're listening to it on, because that helps me out a ton. I cannot stress that enough. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you, and have a good one.